This week, we're concluding Sefer Shmos with the parshiyos of Vayakel and Pekudei that talk about the building of the Mishkan. And the final posuk of parshiyos Pekudei reads, Ki anan ala Mishkan yomam ve'eshti alayla bo la'ine kol beis Yisrael b'chol maseim. That after the Mishkan was completed, the Shekhinah was shorah on the Mishkan in the form of the Anan by day and the form of the Esh at night. La'ene kol beis Yisrael b'chol maseihem. Torah uses a lotion of beis Yisrael, the concept of a bayis. The concept of a bayis closes out Sefer Shmos. And the concept of a bayis also begins the Sefer. The very first pasuk in Sefer Shmos also mentions the image of a bayis. Ve'ele Shmos b'nei Yisrael aboi mitzrayma es Yaakov ishu beis obo'u. Ishu beis obo'u. Concept of a bias envelops Sefer Shmos. These two psukim are the bookends of the Sefer. Apparently, this concept of a bias is intertwined with the Sefer. The Ramban in his Akdama to Sefer Shmos writes that Shmos is the Sefer of Golos and Geula. Concept of a bias of a Jewish home seems to be connected to the idea of Geula. We find this idea in Parshas HaChodesh as well. If we were to go to Shul on Shabbos, we'd read from Parshas HaChodesh. We should take the time to look at that Parsha, to learn that Parsha. Parshas HaChodesh is in Parshas Bo, the Parsha of the Korban Pesach. These are the mitzvahs we've shown us that Bnei Yisrael receive in Mitzrayim, the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, of Matzah and Mora. The mitzvahs that are preparations for the Geula, the beginning of the Geula, the harbingers of the Cheres of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what does the parasha say? V'yikchu lohem ish sela ve'savo sela boyis. The image of the bayis. It's the bottom of Klal Yisrael that have to come together to bring the Korban Pesach. V'lokchu min adam v'nosnu al shtei ha-mezuzos v'yal ha-mashkof al abotim asher yochlu oso bohem. Al abotim asher yochlu oso bohem. There's an obligation to put the dam, on the mashkof and the mezuzos on the bottom that you're eating the Korban Pesach in. V'hoya adam lochem la'os ala botim asher atem sham, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the dam will be an os for me, that I'll skip over that home, I'll protect those who are living in that home. We see that the concept of bayis appears in Parshas HaChodesh as well. It's wrapped up in the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of Matzah and Mor. It's wrapped up in the Geula. This was the beginning of the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah that Klal Yisrael had to be involved in order to be zocha to the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim was the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. And the motif of the bayis is a critical component of that mitzvah. What's the kesher? What's the connection between bayis and Korban Pesach, between bayis and Geula? We know that the Ramban in his Akdama to Sefer Shmos writes that the Geula of Klal Yisrael, the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim, wasn't complete until the Mishkan was built. The Binyan HaMishkan is the culmination of Geulas Mitzrayim. And that's why Sefer Shmos doesn't end with Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather we have Shuma Tetzaveh, Vayakel Pekudei. We have four parshios in the Torah that talk about the building of the Mishkan. And those parshios are placed in Sefer Shmos because Sefer Shmos, the Sefer of Geula, can't be complete without the Mishkan being built. Without Hashra'as HaShechina in Klal Yisrael, without the Shechina dwelling amongst Klal Yisrael, we can't have a Geula. Ve'osu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell His Shechina amongst us. In the Mishkan, in the Mishkan and the Mikdash are makomos for the Shechina. The Shechina has to be shore in a makom. It has to be shore in a bayis, in a makom that's enclosed, in a secluded space, a makom that's surrounded by mechitzas. That's why the mikdash is called a beis hamikdash. The shechina is shore in a bayis, in a mishkan, in a beis hamikdash. And how is this supposed to happen? How is the shechina going to be shore in the mishkan? How is it going to be shore in the beis hamikdash? It needed two stages. At first, every Jewish home, every bayis had to be miskadesh. It had to become a makom of kedusha, a makom for the shechina. That's why the dam had to be put on the mashkof and the two mezuzos. That was ke'ena zrikas hadam on the bayis, like the zrikas hadam on the mizbeach. We needed a zrikas hadam on the Jewish home. The Shemira of Klal Yisrael was dafka inside the bayis, inside this makom kadosh, a place where the Shechina could be shore. The eating of the Korban Pesach had to be done dafka within the bayis, lasotzi min habayis min habasar chutzah. One was not allowed to take basar, the basar of the Korban Pesach, outside the bayis. Because the purpose of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim, was to be mekadesh, the Jewish home, to be mekadesh, the bayis Yehudi, as a makom for the Shechina. Only after the individual batim of Klal Yisrael were niskadesh, then they were able to come together, to join together, to create a makom for the Shechina to be shore, to create the Mishkan, to create the Mikdash. These makomos are batim for the entire tzibur, Beis Hashem for the entire tzibur. But first, the individual batim of Klal Yisrael had to be miskadesh before they were able to be mitztaref, yachad, to combine together to create a Beis HaMikdash, to create a makom for the Shechina, a makom for the Tzibur. But what happened at that point is that then the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash became the primary location, the central location for Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. Now the Mishkan, now the Beis HaMikdash would be that centralized place that could serve as a model for Hashras, Hashchina, a model for the Shechina, a model for the proper perspective, for a Torah perspective, a place where we could refocus. When a person visited the Beis HaMikdash, he felt reinvigorated. He left with a renewed sense of purpose, with a renewed sense of Kedusha, with a sense of what he was trying to accomplish in life. That was the goal of the Beis HaMikdash, but it could only be created after all the batim of Klal Yisrael were niskadesh, when they became makomos for the Shechina, then they could join together to create the makom HaShechina and the Mishkan, and ultimately in the Beis HaMikdash. But it really was a two-way process. Batim, individual batim in Klal Yisrael joining together to create the Mishkan, to create a makom of Kedusha, Ashras, HaShechina, but then the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, serving as that model, serving as the centralized location of Kedusha, to give us the koach, to infuse Kedusha into our homes as well. Bizman is that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we do have Mikdashei Ma'at. We have a Beis HaKnesses, we have a Beis HaMedrash, and these are makomos, centralized makomos, that serve as charging stations, to give us the spiritual energy, to face the world, to face the challenges of life with the proper perspective. These makomos, these mikdashei ma'at, give us the kochas ha-nefesh to infuse our homes with a sense of kedusha, with a spiritual vitality, with a love for Torah and mitzvahs. That's the purpose of the mikdashei ma'at that we normally have the pleasure of seeking out, that we normally have the pleasure to visit. But we find ourselves in a time of crisis, in a time of challenge, when we're forced into our homes, we're told that the coronavirus is spreading, the danger is real, and it might take some time before we're going to be able to return to our Beis HaKnesses, to our Bate Knesios, Bate Midrashos. We're not going to be able to go to them in the near future. And it's a difficult time. It's not easy to live secluded. It's not easy to live with this bidud, to live quarantined in our home. What's the response? I think that our first response has to be to accept the situation and to try to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this matzav. You know, someone commented that in Vayakel and Pekudei it says Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe multiple times, and the Beis HaLevi has a famous comment. The Chet HaEgel occurred when Klal Yisrael did something that was not Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. And the response, the tikkun for Chet HaEgel came Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. When they built the Mishkan, exactly Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, they accepted what the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded them. We find ourselves in a situation which is not easy, a situation that's unprecedented. And sometimes the avoda of a person who's thrust into a situation that they don't want is Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. That we have to accept the situation and to make the most of that situation, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this matzav that we find ourselves in. This also can be a matzav where we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that we're forced into our homes, it's the time to put an extra effort to infuse Kedusha into our batim, to make our homes into makomos that are ro'i for the Shechina, that are worthy for the Shechina, just like the Mishkan is, just like the Mishkan was and the Beis HaMikdash was. We have to make our Mikdash ma'at. We have to make our bias into a makom that's ro'i for the Shechina. And how do we do that? First of all, through Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah has to be a primary focus of our lives, always, but especially in this time. We should try our hardest to maintain our starim, the same starim that we had when we were still in yeshiva. We should have that kvius, not just to come to shir. Shir is a wonderful thing that we can connect with each other and share divrei Torah, but we should try to maintain our kvius in the starim as well. And if we have extra time, because our schedule permits it, then we should try to learn as much as we can. Tefillah also is a critical component at this time. We can't daven in the Beis HaKnesses, but let's transform our bayis. Let's transform our homes into a Mikdash Ma'at. Let's have a makom kavua for tefillah. A makom that's mechubad, that gives a sense of kavod to our tefillos. Let's have extra kavana in our tefillah. Let's daven slowly. We have more time, so let's take the time. Let's take advantage of the time we have to concentrate more, to look at the words, to try to understand the meaning of the words, to take davening more seriously. It's an Eis Sara. Let's daven like it really matters. It does matter. It matters so much. Let's take our tefillah seriously. It's an Eis Sara. Eis Tzara is always a time to be mechazik in one's midos, but at this time that we're home, we should be mechazik in our midos at home. We should have patience for members of our family. We should show sensitivity to those around us. Show appreciation for the chesed that those around us are doing for us, whether it's preparing meals or other things, doing our laundry. We should try to help out more at home. We should connect more. Connect more with our parents, with our spouses, with our siblings. That's the avoda of this time, to work on our midos, especially our midos at home. But this is also a time to do chesed in general with people outside the home. We should show compassion to those who are suffering. Daven for the cholim. Daven for those who've lost parnasa. And daven for all of Klal Yisrael and for the whole world, that we shouldn't get sick. That those who are healthy shouldn't get sick. Like we say in the Tashlich, part of the long Tashlich prayer, we daven that those who are Briyim should be Tasmid Briyusam, that their health should be maintained. It's a time to daven for health, that people shouldn't get sick. It's a time for Chesed. This is a time for Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. For Torah, for Tefillah, and for Gemilas Chasadim, for Midos Tovos. It's a time to take our homes and to infuse Kedusha into our homes, to transform our homes into Mikdash Emaat. Hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see our efforts to serve Him during this time of crisis, during this time of challenge. He'll see our efforts, our desire to infuse our homes with a sense of Kedusha, to make them into places that are worthy of the Shechina. And hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond by drawing closer to us. He'll answer all of our tefillos. He'll bring us a Yeshua from this Tzara. And He'll bring us to the ultimate Geula. You know, it's Shabbos Mevarchim, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. We're not going to be together in Shul. The bench Rosh Chodesh, Nisan is Man of Geula. We're not going to be able to do it in Shul this week. But we'll think about the tefillah. And we're going to daven that this Chodesh Nisan should be a Zman of Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer all of our tefillos. He should bring us to the ultimate Geula, to bring us back to His bias, to the ultimate bias, to the Beis HaMikdash Sheyibone B'mheira V'Yameinu. Amen. Good Shabbos to all.